Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We are glad to be back with you today. So April Fool is now finished. So we can get like to the right stuff and the truth about the truth. Like, as for, let me just tell you that I just checked your poster, Sylvain, and I thought, that doesn't look like Tupperware. But what was great is that my assistant decided like to play with that. And like, she's tried to play with me and I was like, okay, it's April Fool, gang. Okay. And like, she did a poster that was much more credible than yours. Okay. By the way, about the air fryer. Okay. That was very funny. Okay. And she said to me, yes, it's true. It's getting out tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, okay. I know that sometimes I'm naive, but not that much. So good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us today for the podcast Les Millionnaires des Diamants. Monday, Tuesday, Sylvain and I are covering the book from John Maxwell, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. And we are now in the section of the servanthood leadership to understand how the highest form of leadership, it's all about serving people. But what does it mean, serving people? It does not mean that you have to do everything for them, okay? It's actually how you can help them think and offer them resources, tool, knowledge that they can use and actually take that and develop their own form of leadership and progress into the next level that they fix themselves. So yesterday we've covered the sixth question that was about respect. So how can I gain value while adding value to others? So we understand that actually when you decide to be that that servant leader, that actually there is a win-win situation between both of you, because you're gaining so much more by helping them resolve problem, develop like their critical thinking, but also you receive a lot. So yesterday I cover 9 different elements, so 9 value actually that you gain from serving people and helping them. So we talk about personal satisfaction, professional development, reputation, happiness, self-esteem, problem solving, network. We talk about a career option and also employability. So that actually, by helping people, you are receiving so much more that will help you actually consolidate your foundation and just be sure that you are growing, you continue to grow. Because when you help somebody getting closer to the top, naturally you get yourself closer too. So today we are jumping to the question number 7, I think. We only have 1 question left next week, Sylvain, if my memory is good in the book. So next week we will finish that chapter. But today, the question number 7 is the giftness questions. So the question is, what do I do best that allows me to serve best? So here it's about acknowledging and recognizing what are your strengths, what are your gifts, what are your talent. Okay. So as leader, we serve other best in the areas we are most gifted. So as you will see in a few minutes, we will do an exercise. Sylvain and I did the exercise that John Maxwell suggests into his book, and we will like suggest you to do it. Okay. Or taking note the question, just to be sure that you can do that exercise and really take time to reflect and analyze yourself. And instead of just asking you, what are gifts? As you will see with the question, this will help you reflect to another level. So best leader use their gift to bring out the best of you. So what I want is Sylvain, okay, I've been following him for my beginning at Tupperware. He has helped me, okay, a lot in the areas that he is the most gifted. So, like, he will talk about it later, but just the way I see Sylvain, like, he is gifted in, like, the financial areas. He's gifted in, like, the way he help his people, okay? He is very different than me in, like, his character. So, like, I've looked to him, and sometimes he didn't know, but Sylvain helped me a lot, reflect on my person and on what I do. So I, yes, take the best out of Sylvain. And when Sylvain is talking, like, even if he did not like talk specifically to me, he helped me in the area that he is the best. So the first thing, just to understand how people impact you, okay? Ask yourself that question. Can you recognize who are the people that has the most impact on you and how they use their gift to bring the best out of you? And I've decided to do that exercise and reflect on who helped me, who saw potential in me, and how they have bring me some opportunity in my life that at first I didn't see. So doing that exercise, I think of Marie-Renée Fountain. That was one of my teacher during university, during my degree, and actually, she saw in me that I have a huge interest in technology. So she was the teacher that was helping us see all of the technology, the informative technology that are evolving and how we can use them into a classroom and how we can use them in a project to help those teenager at school be sure that they're using the technology in the right way and not just like to necessarily socialize or like doing some binge watching and all of it. So I was asking a lot of questions. My project were at a next level. So she saw in me that interest and she told me that there were a colloque that is called here in Quebec, ACOPS, that it's all about the technology. And did you went to that colloque, Sylvain? Like, I love it so much, okay? Because it was all around technology and how you can integrate them in the classroom. And I have been a reporter in that colloque for like, I think 2 or 3 years. And actually it helped me understand like where you can get with those technology and how far we can go just to be sure that we integrate that into the education. So I developed actually the skills of building a blog, of attending some class and like do a summary to help other people and understand like all of the value that they have during that event. So I know that she helped me understand that, yes, I can use my writing, the way my interest and be and help other develop technology. The next person that I think of is Carl Coutley. Carl Coutley was my boss, especially during the summer camp cadets. And actually, he was a geek of like budgeting and all of that. Okay. He was a geek of Excel and like how to manage, but he was also very good at evaluating the needs that we have in place. So he helped me understand because at that moment when he was my boss, I was the, technical service officer. So I was managing all the logistic on the summer camp. So I was the one that authorized like how we spent the money for the summer camp. And by doing that, like every time that I was like writing or put my signature on the document, I was the one, okay, that if something happened, that will be checked for. So he helped me like just be sure to evaluating the need, documenting the need before approving it, just to be sure that everything is right, but also to be sure that I'm still like evaluating not only based on the budget, but based on the need and the mission of the summer camp to help the cadet having the best summer ever. So he helped me do that. So today, like when I'm looking to what are the needs of my team, I know that this come from him a little bit. And the other person that I think of was Daniel Prevate. Daniel Prevate was actually also one of my boss during a summer camp. And like, if I know that sometimes it can be hard to understand, but long time ago, okay, when I woke up in the morning, you couldn't talk to me if I didn't have my coffee, okay? I was really, really, really in a bad mood and nobody could talk to me. I was really with a dry face. But he helped me, okay, understand that this is a being skills. This is a basic life skills that in a position that I was, okay, you need to do that effort and like just show that poker face, just say hello to people, just like talk to them naturally and not stay in that mood. Because if people saw me first like this, this will be hard for people to get into my room and like get into my office and talk to me and like be open with me, because they will stick to the opinion and the first impression that they have in the morning. So he helped me a lot understanding what is the impact and the influence that I have on other people. So do that exercise. Try to find who are those people that has a huge impact on you, okay, and how they help you. So I'm curious, Sylvain, like when you read that part, or did you think just of one person maybe in your journey, not necessarily in your M&M, but before, that has an impact that today you can recognize it came from them?
Yes, I can talk about, yes, in MLM, of course, I could talk about Maria, but I would talk when I was a young teenager. So I was in the movement of cadets too. And there were two teachers who were in charge. They were officers. So it's Yves Grenon and Sonia Savard. So they were both teachers. And the way we saw the cadets of the other organization, so people are yelling to the teenager, or they don't act properly sometimes, okay? But they were a teacher, so they explain, they have the patience, so they, and they, you know, they ask us to have initiative, okay? So that was the first time I heard about that, and I say, okay, you know what? I'm going to organize something. I'm going to organize a dance. So that start my skills to organize, to become a leader. Okay, now we are going to organize a day of games. And it was always an initiative. You go see them and say, okay, I have a project. I want to do that. And those people impact my life. Yes, of course, because they were an example. And when I saw them, I say, oh, you know what? I want to be a teacher. So those people guide my life.
Yes. So it's important to recognize them, acknowledge them, and just know that, yes, okay, today, even if I didn't think of them every day, I know that the way I am, the person that I am, is part of what they were able to give me at that moment, which was based on their gift and their talent. So to help you get to the next part, now identifying what are your gifts, what are your talents, what are your strengths, okay? There is an exercise in 6 questions. And based on every answer, you are asked to reflect, okay, on how you use those answers to help and serve people. So the first question, okay, is the basic one, is what are my strengths? So if I take time to answer that question, I know that my strengths are on communication, okay? First of all, to express themselves and be sure that it is logical and it is built in a way that is easy to understand. My other strengths are about, yes, education and pedagogy. So I know how to structure. I know how to structure a speech and help them be sure that your message is clear. And I know that one of my strengths is creativity. Creativity in the way of problem solving. This is a skills of critical thinking that I love to use. And when you answer, then you need to ask yourself the question, okay, how can I use those strengths and make it to the profit and the benefit of the people that I serve? So communication, I know that I can use that to be an example to people, to show them, okay, actually, how can I express myself in a way that people will actually be attracted to me? So I can talk about the volume, I can talk about the tone, I can talk about like how fast you go into a speech and how you need to slow, like everything of that is related to communication. I can help them build their confidence with communication. With education and pedagogy, actually, I can explain to people how actually they can build a message and send it to the people. So how they can present a product by using visual characteristic and message. Like this is a structure, a protocol that they can use. So I'm able to just dissect them and help them understand how they can build their message. And by creativity and problem solving, I love actually helping them use those kind of questions, okay, and help them reflect in their process. So Sylvain, I'm curious, what are your strengths and how can you use them to serve
yes,
people?
Yes, Jean-Philippe, just before that, at Les Diamants, a couple of years ago, we did a test. It's called Strength Finder. It's a, I think it's Gallup or something. There's a book with that, but you can go online and you answer a questionnaire, and it's going to give you, let's say, your five biggest strengths. So I'm gonna read you those strengths, because I say, you know what, during the doing that exercise, it's gonna be fun to see, because I think I did it in 2012. So I want to see if it changed or something. Okay, so it said your top five strengths are developer. Okay, so people who develop others can see the potential in others. Okay, they spot the sign of improvement. So of course, this is great for our company, because we can help people. And it's a great way that I can see that you are making progress in that area of your business. Okay, so we can see the area of opportunity, of course, too. Number two, he said positivity. Okay, people who are especially talented in the positivity team have an enthusiasm that is contagious. So they are upbeat and can get others excited about what they are going to do. I think it describes me. Yeah, so I am positive. I am optimistic. Okay, number three, harmony. Oh, okay. So I'm looking for consensus. Okay, meaning that I don't like conflict. So I rather seek for agreement. So, oh, okay, that's good to know. So yes, of course, in that area. So we always want a solution that we are going to be two winners. Okay, so not someone who is going to earn everything. Significance, meaning that you want to, this one is strange. Want to be very important in the eyes of others. They are independent and want to be recognized. Oh, okay. And number five, people who are especially are responsibility. Okay, so you take a psychological ownership of what they say and what they do. Okay, they are committed to stable values such as honesty and loyalty. And of course, those are my my strength. So I say, okay, that was a good way just to remind my strength. And I write to that I am, I don't find it. So I think it's going to be good.
Thank you, Sylvain. So let's move to the next question. That is, what is my background? Because yes, the element of your past can have an influence today to help you build something that you can serve people with. So if I look at my background, well, first, I'm gay. Second, I came from the countryside. And third, I always felt like an outsider. And maybe you look at that and you say, well, how can you use that to help people? Well, actually, is what I've learned from myself and what I have developed because of that background. So I have developed relentless. I have developed perseverance because it wasn't easy all the time. It wasn't great all the time. But no matter what happened in the past, I developed actually that desire to choose my destiny and not say, because of my past, I cannot do that. Because of my past, I cannot like succeed in this section. So I've developed actually those skills and those competencies of being relentless, perseverant, and like having that desire to choose. So yes, my background influenced who I am right now. And I know that when I see people that feel like outsider or don't like think that right now it's rough, it's tough, like in what they are trying to accomplish, well, I can help them and sustain their development with what I have developed over years. So Sylvain, what about you?
So I wrote that, Sylvain. Okay, I wrote that I was a teacher, yes. I have longevity with Tupperware, okay? This is something, let's say, rare. I have a background of always want to improve, you know, my situation. And I'm good with personal finance. So what I can help, how can I help people? So I can help people to be, let's say, frugal in their kitchen, okay? You know, to rob the $5 to become $50, okay? So because I was I was in that path. That was my background. Okay. Number two, I can help people with longevity with Tupperware. So I can tell them, yes, okay, this too shall pass. Okay. You know what? There's gonna be a better day. Just continue. Okay. Be persistent. Be perseverant. Okay. I can encourage them, and of course I can. Explain concept, and because I have patience and I have a background of teaching.
Yes, patience. That's what I thought that was really interesting, because you can teach them and explain, well, just wait. Yes, this too shall pass. Like something that you wait longer will be better by the end. So really interesting. Next question, what are my experience? So for myself, what are my experience? I have experience as in the cadet program and as a Canadian Forces officer. And also, even if I didn't finish it, I worked for my master degree teacher. And also I was doing my master degree. So what did I learn from that? And how can I use that to help people is actually I develop my creativity, because most of the times in the cadet program, every year we have less and less budget. Okay. There was like what we call compression. So we actually need to do better activity, newer activity, great activity with less money. So we always had to be creative in what we wanted to do, how to raise money, what type of activity to do, how could it be different? So we had to be creative. And also with during my master degree, while I was working with the teacher, actually I was working a lot with elementary school teacher, and I've learned adaptation. That a lot of the teacher need to change their schedule and adapt it depending on how the group was working and how the kids were evolving. So I've learned that that is not something that is really stuck and stick to what should it be, but you need to adapt yourself. So what about you, Sylvain?
Oh my God, unmuting. Okay, it's, I said, okay, 17 years experience in Tupperware, 12 years as a teacher. I was like 10 years as an attendant of beneficiary. I don't know if the right translation, but I was working with people with, severe condition, let's say handicapped people, or okay, so that helps me to be empathic, okay, you know, with them. I adaptation, you talk about that when we are a teacher in the elementary school. Oh my god, there's always adaptation. You plan a day, it's all never the same, never it's going to happen what you decide you're going to do. So those are my experience, and I can help people with that.
Yes. Thank you. Then question number 4, what are my opportunities? Okay, what do I have to suggest people that is an opportunity? So for myself, obviously the MLM business. And the reason why I know I can serve people with that is it actually changed my life. It actually got out of my comfort zone. It helped me realize my full potential. And it helped me saying stop and stop accepting that life should be one way, that you can actually completely change your trajectory and decide what you want in life. Sylvain, what about you?
Yes, I wrote a little background in real estate, MLM, of course, and I was attendant to beneficiary. So those are my opportunities. So I can see now the possibilities, okay, because of my background. I can help people to, you know, have a bigger vision, okay, you know, to see what it's going to be the best for them, okay. I can help people to have gratitude thanks to all my activity in the past. So this is how I can help people.
Yes. Next question, what do I love? So what do I love? For myself, I love technology, I love personal development. So I know that actually those are things, especially with technology, that I can teach people, okay, how to diversify their using of technology and be sure it is used in a way that they could accomplish their dream. And I really love personal development because when I talk with people, this actually helped me, how can I say that? Like just be conscious about who they are becoming, and I can help them be a better version of themselves. And this is actually what we're doing with the podcast. Sylvain. Oh, okay. Yes. Good. I can. Yes. Oh, it's 8:31. Okay. I didn't see the time. So next question, question number 6, where am I growing? So you need to recognize a place in your life where you're growing that actually you can use that for the benefit of others. So for me, it's leadership because I am not a perfect leader. I probably will never be. I'm trying to be better and the best version of myself. But how I can use that to the benefit of others is actually in our business, in an MLM business, you always have new people. And what will happen is because it's repetitive, okay, they will face the same roadblocks and obstacle that I have faced many years ago. So even if I am not at the same place right now in the leadership, I don't have the same obstacle, I can use my experience here to help them get to the next level and bring them into the journey that I am right now. So by answering those 6 questions, what will happen is you will have a better picture of who you are and what are your strengths. And by able to recognize your strength, you will be able then to build a team where everybody's strengths are used and they can contribute to the success. But only will you be able to do that if you're not having if you're not having an ego. Because a lot of people recognize their talent, their gift, their strength, but they can't accept, okay, that people could help them in an area that they don't have a strength. So you need to put your ego aside, you need to be humble, and then you will be able, yes, to really put your strength to the benefit of others, but also accept that other people can complete the areas that you don't have a strength. So that was the question number 7, to be able to recognize what are your gift. So right now it's 8:33, so we need to jump on the French podcast. Tomorrow morning, I will be with Marie-Pierre and Maria for the HelloFresh podcast. So plug yourself at 8 tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.